This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. Happy Saturday weekend to you. Glad you're with us. And right now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the owner of Ripple Connects. He connects people to their best self. He turns candidates into contenders. You can find him at rippleconnects.com or by phone at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us today. We've got a really exciting topic as we go into today. We're talking about adapting to the change of the job search season, and certainly so appropriate as the seasons are changing almost right before our very eyes.
You know, well, I think one of the values I brought our listeners, Freddie, is to start thinking about have that sense of urgency at different times of the year, and it can be a trigger. Let's look at the seasons that change. We talked about planting seeds for growth in spring and learning how to harvest some of the things that you planted earlier in the year. And now we're hitting the fall, and people are going to the pumpkin patch. They're seeing the leaves turn to vibrant reds, orange, and yellows. You know what that tells me, Freddie?
What does that tell you?
We're coming to the end of the year, and that first quarter of 2020 is when hiring ramps up. So I do this for a reason, not because I don't need, you know, to be too creative with my content. But let's face it, if we wait until January 1st to launch our job search for 2020, we're probably already 6 weeks behind. So I really want to frame today's segment about getting ready for first quarter of job search 2020 when the hiring does ramp up.
Right. So as you do that, as we frame it, and you said using the analogy of the seasons in regards to job search, what do you think is the real importance of the last quarter of this year? And tell us how that could relate to someone in a job search mode at the moment.
Like I said earlier, have that sense of urgency. You know, we've both worked in sales capacities. We know we need to make things happen. That sense of urgency is our guide to let us bring our best forward in that first quarter right after the holidays and get that job that we want. And so we have to have that sense of urgency in regards to a number of different things. I want to look at some actionable things here. Freddie, don't wait to be ready for an interview on January 15th when you should have been ready on November 15th. Don't be scrambling to update, enhance your LinkedIn profile on January 2nd. This is the time to do that. And obviously, keep up those networking meetings, presenting yourself, marketing plan, and marketing yourself with people now, because we certainly don't want to miss that hidden job market through our network. So key phrase, sense of urgency, now. And yes, the holidays slow down, but boy, January 1st, hiring ramps up, and we have to be ready, and we have to take action, and that's through our own sense of urgency.
How do you create urgency? I know that some of us are leaning back, and we know that there's not a lot going on, but how do you create that sense of urgency right now?
Everything that I read in regards to hiring, traditional hiring months, I follow recruiters' blogs, you know, the cycles that they have and what they're thinking at different parts of the year. Everything points to that first quarter of 2020 when new budgets open up, new sales forecasts are brought to companies, and they're trying to harness everything they got in regards to hiring. And so really, what I just said there should give someone a sense of urgency if they're looking to make a career change or a job change in 2020. Don't wait to March and April, because many of the recruiters, many of the companies may be looking at colleges. And we also know that summer is a slowing down period for hiring. So I'm bringing logic here. The traditional months for hiring are January, February, March. And I want to make sure that anybody that hears my voice today captures and really understands that sense of urgency, what we can control, Freddie, is going to go a long way for us to achieve those goals if we have that.
It makes sense. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, co-host on our show, and we're talking about adapting to the change of the job search season. So talk more in detail, Joe, about some of the real steps that we can take today to ensure the success in the best hiring month ahead.
Absolutely. And we never want to talk from 30,000 feet where we can't give our listeners actionable steps. I mentioned them earlier because I know I want to reinforce it. This is the time now to enhance your LinkedIn profile. And what I mean by that is LinkedIn, and I said this a couple weeks ago in one of my segments, LinkedIn gives you a great opportunity to kind of showcase some of your accomplishments, your skills, your leadership, your experience. Test it. Try it. Learn how LinkedIn can help you. Spend a Saturday working with it. See what you can upload. See what you can change. See what you can, in regards to media, put on there. So when a recruiter does see it, they see the real you, the diverse you, the transferable skills, the leadership. You want that on display because LinkedIn is a great way to showcase that. So first and foremost, enhance your LinkedIn profile now. Learn how LinkedIn can work for you. Secondly, Freddie, you have to be ready for those interviews. Don't wing it. Why would you wing such an important conversation about your future? Practice it. If it's with people you know, start practicing answering questions. The STAR method has been on my website for 5 years for people to understand how to be clear and succinct. I've talked about Lou Adler. The download for his book, The Essential Guide for Hiring and Getting Hired, is a few dollars. We offer that service to get people practiced. That's what our team says. Let's get practiced in regards to interviews. We don't interview that much in our careers, right, Freddie? We don't. When we really bring it down to it, how many hours do we interview in the midst of our 40-year career?
Joe, I would say that over time that the opportunities that we have to interview are probably just a handful in the course of our entire career.
Absolutely. So it really makes a lot of sense to be ready. And this is the time, even if it's conversations with people in your industry, just so you get better at talking about your accomplishments and being clear and concise. It could be as simple as getting better at asking questions because, the contender attitude is to ask questions so we can uncover the real job needs, right? That is practice. That takes time. That takes savvy. So second point, get ready for interviews. Anticipate that you're going to have interviews and be ready. And finally, the third actionable step would be to proactively set up meetings with the people that you have. We've long talked about those bench of advocates, Freddie. Agreed?
We have. We've talked a lot about the bench of advocates.
Well, this is the time. October, November, December. Yes, we're entering the holiday season, so don't wait too late. But this is the time to reconnect with the people that can advocate for you, refer you in. And I think that, or even give you insights on what's coming up with different companies or industries or technology, proactively set up those meetings. Don't wait to January 1st. Don't. Just get at least start filling your calendar up before the holidays kick into gear. And that's the final and third step I would recommend. So to recap, enhance your LinkedIn profile, become interview savvy and practiced, and proactively set up meetings with your advocates. And you should have a renewed sense of urgency in regards to the first quarter of 2020.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about adapting to the change of the job search season. And so is this a time, we talked earlier about the bench of advocates, we talked about using something different than the traditional resume in shows past. Is this a time at this time of the year to think about trying something new, or do we go with the standard tried and true method that we've used to this point? What would you suggest?
Well, obviously you want to make sure that the areas that I covered come to mind, okay? Yes, get your resume ready. But knowing that first quarter of 2020 is when hiring ramps up, just capture that sense of urgency so you're ready. Many people wait until after the holidays to do it. So the tried and true methods, as well as new ways to go about it, I say do as many as you can, because it even just one step or one action towards your job search in 2020 is more than a lot of people do at this time of year.
All right. That's Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this Saturday morning. And with us right now to help us in our financial discussion is Whitney Emanuel. She is the founder of Strategic Visionaries. You can find her online at strategic-visionaries.com or 612-296-6939. An easy number to remember. Whitney, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Freddie.
Our topic today is entitled Retirement Income Framework. And when you say Retirement Income Framework, what do you mean exactly by that? When you say retirement framework, what are we looking at?
Sure. So it's how individuals who are retired how you would set up your assets to take income and draw income from them. So you build this nest egg for your retirement. How do you use it for income?
Wow. So are there various ways that you would set up a structure or that framework in order to leverage those different types of needs or wants once you're in retirement, or once you go into retirement, is it static?
That's a good question. So it's always moving. It's dynamic for a few reasons. You need safe money, and then you need growing money in retirement. So, and then some of it needs to generate income for you, right? Because that's really what you want from all of the assets that you've built is income. So what I do is I set up a framework that's pretty standard, but then the various levers and the various investments that you choose within that framework are different depending upon an individual or a couple's needs.
Oh, okay. So when you set up that that framework, talk about the guidelines that you set up and what rules of thumb that you use when you talk with people.
Sure. So what we do is we split up your assets into three buckets. And so this is for your retirement three bucket approach. And I know other advisors that also use this. So the first step before you think about splitting up your money is that you need to calculate your retirement income. How much income do I need to generate in order to meet my expenses? This is the foundation of anybody's plan, which is why I also start with budgeting. So let's just say a client, as an example, is needing $125,000 a year in retirement income, but let's assume that they are receiving $25,000 in Social Security every year. So what they need is $100,000 annually to receive income. And so then we work backwards to determine how much money should they have in each bucket to generate $100,000 of income sustainably.
Sustainably. So it really, it is, it sounds like it's a real science, Whitney.
Yeah, in a way. It's all about problem solving and then also customizing it. Yeah, to your point, it's the science of each person's plan because it's going to be different for every individual because, one, we all have different income sources. Two, we all have different amounts invested. And three, we have different goals, risk tolerances, and income, really.
Interesting. So take us through an example to bring it home to give us a real-life look at what these buckets are and then how they might even apply to our own lives.
Okay, great. So first of all, keep in mind that this is for people who are already retired or they're really on that cusp of retirement. So secondly, I use a visual when I do this. So if someone actually wants to walk through this with an advisor, they should just call me and then we can plug your numbers into this. But I'll talk through it.
Okay.
So let's use an example, a portfolio of $5 million. Let's say that's what someone has saved for retirement and all of their assets that they've saved. And we want to split that up into three buckets. So the first bucket is going to be cash or cash equivalents. And you want to have 1 to 2 years of income in this bucket. The reason for that is because if the market goes down, you want to have cash to draw on so you're not selling when your investments are down. And so your withdrawals are coming to generate income, are coming from this cash bucket. So you in a $5 million dollar portfolio, and assuming that your income is $100,000 a year that you need to take from this, you would have between $100,000 and $200,000 in this bucket.
Okay. Interesting. So what happens with bucket two?
So bucket two feeds bucket one. Bucket two are income generating vehicles. So those are going to be bonds, fixed annuities, CDs if they're paying a high enough rate, income annuities, dividend paying stocks, and whole life insurance. So these are all fairly safe investments, but they grow more than cash or just, you know, cash in the bank or a money market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're generating a higher dividend or interest. You take on a little bit more risk sometimes, depending upon the product. And what you want to have in here is 2 to 4 years of income. So $200,000 to $400,000 worth of income or of assets rather, in order to then those then go into bucket one. any income, any interest payments that you get from there just automatically go into bucket one so that you always have enough cash in the first bucket.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking about the retirement income framework, and Whitney has outlined three different buckets, if you will, of how all this framework can work together. So we've talked about bucket one, the cash equivalent. Number two, the income generating vehicles, including bonds and fixed annuities and so on. What is bucket three?
So bucket three is going to be the rest of your money. And so you'll notice that majority of your money is actually going to be in bucket three. And the reason for this is because bucket three is going to be in a balanced portfolio that's in accordance with your risk tolerance. So that would include equities or stocks, because those outpace inflation. If you just have bonds and CDs and that's it in your retirement portfolio, your money's not going to be able to keep pace with rising costs. So you need to make sure to have money in equities. And so that would involve, but it's more than just stocks in this portfolio. It would be stocks, bonds, exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, alternative investments, variable life insurance or annuities. I mean, the list goes on and on with what you would have here. And so it really depends on a client's style. It depends on my client's risk tolerance, like I had mentioned previously. Mm-hmm. And then also their needs. You know, what are their preferences? Do they want money that's a little less liquid and they could get more of a rate of return? Or do they want some complete flexibility with this? And so over time, this bucket would be liquidated in order to feed bucket two, that income generating vehicle. And then bucket two goes down to bucket one, and bucket one is where you are withdrawing money for your expenses.
Well, I've never heard the bucket scenario before, but it seems so logical the way that you've explained it, that one virtually feeds the other in terms of your framework of your investment and your retirement.
Exactly. And then again, it's just important to customize it according to your needs, and then also just not invest more aggressively than what you're comfortable with, because you don't want to be so aggressive and then let's say you need to sell out on something and you sell out at a loss. And because if you sell out at a loss in your retirement, that could cause you to lose money and lose years off of your retirement. So you need to be really strategic with how you draw income from your investments.
Great, great stuff. That's Whitney Emanuel. She's talking to us today about your retirement income framework. If you'd like more information, it is 612-296-6939 or strategic-visionaries.com. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now. You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Happy weekend to you. As we continue our program now, we turn our attention to the West, to West Metro Hypnosis. We connect now with Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's the founder. You can find her online at www.westmetrohypnosis.com. By phone, 952-222-3975. Hi, Kelly, and welcome back.
Hi, Freddie. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
We're coming into that time of the year where we're looking at a reflection sometimes, an inner reflection of our lives, and you're talking about gratitude and appreciation. From what angle are you taking it this year?
Well, I have spoken about gratitude and appreciation many, many times, and it's just interesting when you understand the science behind it. There's actual hard science behind the practice of gratitude and appreciation. One of the really great organizations that has looked into the science behind this is the HeartMath Institute. And they've done so many different experiences about this. And when you get down to it, it's such a simple idea. And that's why I thought it was perfect to bring into everyone's mindset right before Thanksgiving. The experiments that HeartMath has done with gratitude and appreciation is that they've hooked people up to all of their scientific equipment so they could measure things like brain activity and heart rate and breathing and all this. And they know that stress causes a particular readout in people. You get a very sort of jagged readout of brain activity. You get a jagged readout of heart activity. And so the HeartMath Institute developed this technique and they teach it to people and they simply call it heart coherence. And what it is taking a few moments to center your attention into your heart and begin to breathe slowly and deeply into the heart space and really just bringing your full focus into your heart, because your heart is the place where all of your emotions are processed. And it is the first point of contact where emotional decisions are made, meaning the body is then determined based on your heart activity, whether the body can or should produce stress response chemicals or whether it's okay for the body to produce rest and repair chemicals. And that information is processed through the heart. So when we are in stressful situations, whether they are real or imagined, that's the really interesting thing about this. They don't have to be real. They can just be figments of our imaginations, something that we emotionally are processing. By focusing our attention on our heart space and generating feelings of gratitude and appreciation, we can actually affect the chemical response of our bodies and begin to produce the chemicals that promote health, wellness, and well-being. And gratitude and appreciation are feelings that if we choose to generate those feelings, we can always find something to be grateful for and appreciative of. It is a choice that we can make. So I wanted to remind everybody of their power on this eve of Thanksgiving week.
We do have that power to choose.
Yes.
That's Kelly of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit community organization with services, skills, and support for people with vision loss. If you or someone you love is experiencing vision issues, we're at 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org. You don't need health insurance or a doctor's referral. 612-871-2222. To adapt, connect, and thrive with Vision Loss Resources, offering training and social-emotional support in your home and at locations throughout the metro area.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and so glad you're continuing to be with us this weekend. And right now, we turn our attention to AARP Twin Cities, where we find the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach, Erin Parrish. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Glad you're with us because we want to talk about something that's really important, and it's prescription drug price solutions for them. We know that a lot of people are impacted by the rise in drug prices. What is AARP Twin Cities trying to say to its members and people at large about rising drug prices?
We know that everyone is affected by drug prices. We've heard a lot in the news lately about insulin and EpiPens, but we also aren't hearing about more commonly used drugs that people are going without because they simply can't afford them. And, you know, the skyrocketing prices are pushing life-saving treatments out of the hands of those who really need them. We know that older Americans are hit especially hard. Medicare Part D enrollees take an average of 4 to 5 prescriptions per month. And their annual incomes are only around $26,000. So we know they can't afford to pay more out of pocket for very costly drugs. It's really simply not fair that Americans are paying the highest prescription drug prices in the world, and many are being forced to make hard decisions. We hear from members who are having to choose between food or prescription drugs. So what we're trying to do is get people to take action, get people the information they need, and that's why we're hosting this forum.
Where is the forum taking place and how can we get involved with it?
Yes, the forum is taking place in St. Paul at Twin Cities Public Television. But what's really unique about this event is we know that people across the state are being impacted. So we actually have 8 locations across the state where we'll live stream the forum and folks can join others in their local community to watch the forum and to have a conversation following the live stream. This is really unique in that we're going to reach a lot of people across the state.
Well, I'm sure that there'll be some keynote people there. Who can we expect will be on the forum to help us to get some answers to these skyrocketing prices?
Of course. Guest speakers include Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who is very passionate about this issue and interested in learning what we can do here in the state to take action. We'll hear from Dr. Stephen Schondelmeyer, who is a professor of pharmacy at the University of Minnesota, and he is incredibly knowledgeable about this issue. And then we'll hear from Senator Scott Jensen and Representative Kelly Morrison, both state legislators and doctors who have been champions on prescription drug cost issues at the state capitol. And we'll also, I think, hear from members of the community. From our peers, from our friends, from our neighbors who attend the forum, who will share their experience about the really tough decisions they've had to make or their loved ones are making because of these high costs.
Erin, is there a need to register to attend this event live or online?
There is. We are inviting people to register at aarp.org/mn. Or they can call 877-926-8300 and register there. You can register for any location at that information. And the forum is December 5th from 9 a.m. to noon.
All right, great information. That's Aaron Parrish, the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach with AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. We continue our program now by going out to North Minneapolis to find Kitty Harris. She is a center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located at 1015 4th Avenue North, 612-344-2221. Is there a contact number? Hello, Kitty Harris. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited we go into the last couple of months of the year. And speaking of big affairs, the biggest of the month, it seems from my perspective, will be your big potluck right around the holiday.
Yes, everybody knows that November is synonymous with Thanksgiving, and we do know that many people don't have family to gather with. And so one of the things that we have been doing here every year is hosting a Thanksgiving potluck in partnership with our YMCA, where we provide a turkey and then the members bring side dishes, and again, just having an opportunity to come together in unity with the members. So it's open to the community. It's going to be on Wednesday, November the 20th, and 612-344-2221 for more information. But during this time, we're also going to be doing a service project where we're going to be writing letters to our men and women that are in the military and getting together care packages that we can send over to our military personnel during this holiday season.
All right. So if our listeners happen to miss these last two important events, once again, I know the address is 1014 4th Avenue North. How can they get more specific information?
Absolutely. 612-344-2209. That's my direct line. And I'll be happy to answer any questions about our upcoming events. They can also visit our Cora McCorvey Facebook page and learn about our events, as well as our website, which is www.heritageparkcampus.org.
All right. That's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
That somehow I will find my way. Count it all joy. Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings. Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and we continue now with our program partners, Vision Loss Resources, and we turn to Susan Anderson. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and also Mark Dahlberg, who is a program manager. Their telephone number is 612-871-2222. Very difficult to forget. And welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us back.
Glad to be back.
We want to talk about grief and loss as it relates to vision loss, and I see that as a very interesting topic that you've chosen for us this weekend. I'm wondering, what are the common causes of vision loss?
Sure. The leading cause of vision loss for people under 60 tends to be diabetic retinopathy, and for people over the age of 60, it's macular degeneration. But some other common causes of vision loss that people are most familiar with are cataracts, glaucoma, and also rounding out that list is retinitis pigmentosa.
Interesting. I'm wondering, can you talk about the social and the emotional impact of losing your vision? I would imagine for a sighted person and suddenly or gradually not have your vision can be devastating.
Absolutely. I mean, the short story is that it's very overwhelming. We walk into a lot of people's homes, and as we're talking to them, they say, you know, I'm just sitting between these four walls waiting to die. You know, what's the point of living if I can't see? So vision loss, that emotional, that social impact of losing your vision can be all-consuming. I had worked with a client, we'll call him Christopher, and he was explaining to me that he had lost his vision to glaucoma. It had taken the vision in his left, and it was slowly deteriorating in his right, to the point where he had to quit his job as a forklift driver. And we talk about how vision loss isn't just the loss of sight. It is this layered loss. So he loses his job, which means he loses his paycheck. He loses those conversations that he had with his coworkers. You lose your identity. You lose your sense of purpose. So there's this grief and loss component to vision loss that isn't much different than losing a loss of a loved one. You're going to go through those stages of grief. You're going to be angry or depressed. You're losing the loss of what you thought the rest of your life was going to be like. And we even start to see how people around them begin to change. I had another woman I was working with. She just retired, and it was habit for her and her friends to always get together every other week to go out to dinner. And her friends were really supportive as her vision was changing in the beginning, offering to pick her up and bring her to the restaurant. But she saw that support started to diminish, and she said, I feel like it's because I'm just this constant reminder to my friends that this could happen to them as well. So even the people around us, our relationships with our loved ones or the people that we care most about can change. We see a change in relationships even with children of loved ones. So the adult children start to take on this role of being the parent. So there's all sorts of shifts. Again, it's that layered loss that ends up impacting people as they start to lose their vision.
So what's one of the first things that you tell someone? You go into the home, you're visiting with them, and you find this person mired in this kind of grief. They're mired in this kind of loss. Maybe, as you just mentioned, their identity is gone. What's the first thing that you start to share with them as you encounter and you, before you even start to offer the resources?
One thing I think is helpful is to mention that what you're feeling is normal. Some people feel awful. They don't want to be a burden to the people around them, so they don't want to share how they're actually feeling. There's this disconnect that you shouldn't feel the way you should when a loved one has passed, but actually that's completely normal to be angry one day and then feel like you want to tackle this and learn all you can to be independent the next day. All of that's so normal. And then when we just talk about the emotional support that's out there, making people understand that you're not alone in this. Again, we have support groups that have been just a blessing for people to be in a room full of folks that understand what it's like. And then talking about how if group settings aren't your thing and you need more of a one-on-one, we have peer mentors, who is someone with a vision loss who wanted to give back. And so we pair them up with someone who is maybe new to losing their vision or just having a tough time. And so now you have this one person in the world that connects with you. You can ask them any kind of question for support. But really, once we start talking about that emotional support that we have, the opportunity for training and resources that can help you maintain independence, you really begin to see someone who was hopeless turn hopeful. And we haven't even done anything yet. It was just a conversation. It's just the door that opens, that opportunity that there is something else other than sitting in this house with the four walls.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Susan Anderson and Mark Dahlberg. They're principals behind Vision Loss Resources, helping people in our community who find that they're dealing with vision loss. And sometimes before vision loss shows up, they don't know that there are resources that are there to help them to pull through these types of situations. I'm wondering if you can go a little bit deeper with the inner strengths and the outer resources. I know you have a range of resources that are available to these individuals and also to the caregivers as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like Susan mentioned, there's support groups where people can get together and be part of a group where people understand what's going on. I think we can't understate enough how lonely this disease can make you. You know, when people lose their vision, it's very isolating. So just being around other people can really make a difference to say, you know what, I'm not in this alone. Somebody else understands what I'm going through. We have this great program that's called Peer Mentors. And what it is actually somebody who's gone through vision loss and is experiencing vision loss goes through an 8-week training course and learns how to, you know, be a good listener, how to talk to somebody about the emotional impact of vision loss. And then we can connect them with somebody who's newly going through vision loss so they can have a one-on-one conversation and ask those questions that they might be embarrassed about asking somebody else who doesn't have a vision loss and just really get support from somebody who really understands. I think that's really important.
And the other thing, just that sense of Mark bringing up that isolation piece. So it's really important for us to create that sense of community. And another way that we do that is through our own community center, where we're offering a variety of different programming, educational, recreational, and we all get together and we make sure it's adaptive for people with vision loss. So, I mean, we do painting and wine night. We're doing pottery. We're going to Twins games. So we're accessing the environment in our community that was once thought to be a barrier because we couldn't see, and we break down that barrier rather through this community center, and you find people who are like you, and you realize the world is larger than just your room.
Yeah, I mean, I get people who ask me, well, what do people with vision loss like to do? And I always say to them, well, what are some of the things you like to do?
Yeah.
You know, because I think people are surprised when they hear about our community activities, our outings that we do, that they're recreational activities that everybody enjoys. But we know how to tweak them a little bit so they're more enjoyable for a person with vision loss. We know, about movies or theater that has audio described performances so that when you're watching a movie or you're watching something at the Guthrie or the Chanhassen, you can put on headphones and then somebody will be talking to you between the dialogue to tell you kind of what's going on stage. So it kind of fills in the gaps for things that you're missing because you can't quite see things as well as somebody else can.
Incredible.
Just these little tips and tricks that we have are really helpful.
Everyone, we're talking with Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs, and Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources. Their telephone number is 612-871-2222, the unforgettable number, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.